Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
You know how people play Sudoku or crossword puzzles to keep their brain sharp?
Yes.
I read something that was like, when you have a few minutes, write out all 50 states.
And you're like, a few minutes, a few hours.
So embarrassed to admit. But sometimes when I have like a couple minutes, and I'm like, oh, I need to work on my brain, I write out all of the states and I like challenge myself.
I would love it if you're like, I only get to 20 and I cannot remember 30 other states.
I always feel really accomplished. No. I always feel like I'm like, I got the list out and then I count it up and I'm like, 48. What the?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'm like, Wyoming. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you feel bad.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm such.
How did I forget
left
South
Coast
Dakota?
Person.
If I put North Dakota, it was right there.
How could I?
I don't know. I wonder how well I would do. Our producer Nick is saying, "Did we learn the state song?" I don't even know what the fucking state song. Yeah, I bet if I did learn the state song, I could probably crush the states. Because then you have a jingle that goes with it.
That makes it way
easier. The same way you sing the ABCs in that fucking rhythm and you'll never know another way to say them.
Yeah, or like say the Pledge of Allegiance. I can only write it out if I say it out loud and like put my hand over my heart.
And stand up at your desk and
stand
put your
up
hand
at
over
my
your
desk.
Heart. We had to do that and say a prayer because I went to a private Catholic school. Oh, God.
Did anybody not say the prayer? Would you get in trouble if you didn't?
This was not that. No. If you went to that school, you were like Catholic. I think you were Catholic. I don't know if you had to be Catholic. Maybe you did. I don't know what the rules were.
Yeah.
But if you're there, you're there to pray. You are there to participate in prayer. And it was fun. You know, it was fun to stand up and salute the flag and say, hey, I like this country. And basically, that's what they're saying. Every day, you're like looking at kids going, guys, before we get started, could you guys just stand up and say you really like the country a lot? Okay, thank you. And now say that you like religion. And now let's learn the 50 states. Do not forget South Dakota.
And we're only going to teach you the version of the history that we feel comfortable teaching you the version of the history of.
Now let's all open our history books called the Bible and let's learn about what definitely did happen, no matter how absurd it sounds.
And everyone just
they
like,
will
okay.
find the wood from Noah's Ark. They will if you give them a chance to look for it.
Oh my God.
I don't know if we've talked about it. There is an ark in Kentucky that
there
taxpayers paid for it. Yeah, it was built.
Really?
Built to be like, and this is what Noah's Ark looked like, and taxpayers paid.
And then can you walk through it?
Participate in that. If you're like, but I don't believe in that. You're going to pay for it. No, I think separation of church and state, it doesn't need to exist. I think the two merging is helpful.
Yeah, Scoville 2024.
Scoville 2024. You guys want to know my platform before we get started? Yeah. You're going to know the 50 states and you're going to be able to say them in less than a minute. That's 10 extra seconds per... That's 10 extra seconds to get through 50.
That's your presidential platform.
Yeah. I hope one of our listeners really knows this stuff and is like, these two, I don't think they do know the states.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio. There's Montgomery,
oh, God. Alabama. You guys, you're in for a treat today. We are so lucky to have him here. I have worked with him on a show you have seen, the NBC workplace comedy known as Superstore. He is an actor. He is a writer. Yes. He is a producer, which if you're in this business, you know, that's called a motherfucking triple threat. I love this guy. He makes me laugh. He's so good on Superstore. And we frequent dodgeball together. Used to.
Oh, forever. That's cool. I didn't know that. That's fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for dodgeball star Colton Dunn. Colton, what if this is how cheesy the podcast? Colton, what makes you do
Tell
it?
Tell me about being a dad.
Yeah. Where does it all come from? How did you get to where you are? How are you doing? How is quarantine? How is your life? How mentally?
Yeah.
Where are we all at as we record these podcasts meant to bring joy and laughter during the an intensely turbulent time in
ridiculous time?
Yeah. Huh?
Yes. I don't know
how old you guys are, but
I'm 17.
You're 17. Okay. Well, buddy, it's only gonna get crazy.
I'm a 13-year-old YouTuber. What?
Ruthie and I are low-level influencers.
Uh-huh. Why is saying an age that you are not just inherently funny? It's always something about like, I am 98.
But also there's like this certain number you can go to with the joke. Like if you go way too high or too low, people are like, but if it's kind of slightly off, it's right. so funny. Yeah. It's kind of a fun target. Like, what's the number to hit where this gets the biggest laugh?
Yeah. Every comedian should know their funny age number on either side.
You're going to want to know it. And always add, one as you age so that work keeps working.
It's such a crazy time. And, obviously being a parent is weird during this time. And I'm sure we'll talk about that. But,
We brought up you in, dude. Yeah. We don't talk about parenting at all, dude.
Oh, no.
Psych.
Colton, you have two children. Is that correct?
I do. I have two kids.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you sleeping again? Is there sleep available yet?
First of all, in true dad fashion, I'm a very good sleeper. I will get my sleep in. I think it does upset my wife a little bit because nothing stops me from getting my sleep. I fall asleep and it doesn't matter what happens. I don't wake up.
God, I wish I had that.
So I've been a little bit luckier now. We're breastfeeding. So we are Colton, my wife, and Jim, tag team.
Like, he'll tag in.
So the reason I bring that up, Ruthie, is that when a couple is not breastfeeding, or if they're doing a formula or something, then a lot of times then the dad will get up in the middle of the night and do a middle of the night feeding. Well,
yeah.
I don't have to do that because we're trying to do the breastfeeding. But I do get up. I do get up earlier and do kind of the morning so that my wife can kind of sleep in a little bit.
That's good.
So,
that's
really nice. we're getting sleep, and he's doing a good job sleeping. We're like, oh, cool. He figured it out. He's doing his naps. He's getting long sleep, and then the next day he doesn't want to sleep at all, and you think you've ruined everything.
It's a little bit of a twilight zone. In the sense that you start to forget your own identity and your own rhythm and pattern. And suddenly you are just whatever you're subjected to, whatever schedule this kid's emotions decide. That's what's dictated as the day and the night. You're like, oh my God, the kid's screaming. And then it just becomes a detective game of what could it be? Mm-hmm. And then you land on diaper, and you could have. It was so simple the whole time.
Could have been there like, the whole time.
That's right. It's but been 2 days since we changed that diaper. But you never want
to go diaper first because you got to change it.
So then you've wasted.
Maybe it could be something else. Could it be anything else? And then it usually is always diaper.
Yeah. Don't you hate it when you throw out a diaper and it's not even ruined and all? You like immediately revert back to some like old school parenting. We're like, now we're just wasting stuff.
We're just wasting this diaper.
This is. I'm like. Babe, we can afford more diapers. It's not about affording them. You know, it's the principle.
What about the environment?
So when you, let me ask you this. When you were younger, did you, was your vision of yourself in the future, were you like, I will one day be a dad? Like, was it like that family life where you were like, I'm a dad, or I, you know, I'm in my family and one day I'm going to have kids. Like, did you want kids? Was kids like in your, like, are you where you thought you'd be?
Well, I had to be careful because my kids will probably hear this someday.
No, this is not one of those popular podcasts.
Okay. Yeah.
This isn't a podcast. We're just hanging out.
Yeah. This is, you're the only one who will ever hear this episode.
Okay. No, absolutely not. I think about it all the time about how much has changed probably for me in the last 6 or 7 years here. That there would have been no way that I thought that I was going to be a dad or a parent, you know, or married, you know, for that matter. I think there's, you know, part of that is kind of culturally as a comedian and as a actor, you get very sort of focused on your own thing. So those things start to seem like they'd just be distractions.
Yeah.
Yes. But it's amazing about how quickly it's just like, well, this is what it is and I'm cool with it and I like it now. But I definitely was one of those people who thought I was never going to have kids and I was fine with that.
For me personally, I went through this up and down thing of being like, being raised in the South, I was like, oh, I'll have a ton of kids. That's what you do. You get married when you're 22. And you have a job and then you buy a house, like stuff that is so wildly not at all who I became. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I'll have kids. And then when I started comedy, I was like, oh, I can't have a kid. What am I going to do with a kid? And then my wife and I were like, are we going to try to have kids? And then we finally were like, all right, let's try. And if it's not happening, let's just be a really cool aunt and uncle who travel a lot. And my daughter will maybe also hear this one day. And I got to say, it's heartbreaking where we ended up. Sweetie, sweetie, you know I'm kidding. You know I'm joking. I love you so much.
But you know what? They need to know the truth. And, you know, like,
they're going to relate to it.
It's so funny that you brought up the travel thing because, you know, and I'm sure you like this, your wife, but we have friend couples who don't have kids. And we'll just go on their Instagram and we're like, oh, cool, they went to Paris again. just to get some Paris barbecue?
Just for some sandwiches.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. Oh.
I'll just stay quiet.
No, mine's even more extreme than I'll look at Instagram and be like, oh, they went to the beach today?
Yeah.
Just in town.
Well, because it's also the idea of like, you know, because it's not so much the single people I have no issue with. You look on their Instagram. I hope they're out there traveling. I hope they're out there doing their thing.
You're safe.
when you see a couple, another couple that is living that life, it's so upsetting because having kids is very expensive. So
it's kind of like a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
So having like a dual income loses all of its joy when you have a kid. But then when you see these people who have dual incomes, and they're like, we just do whatever we want. Yeah. We buy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have sensible cars, and you're like, why don't you just buy a Porsche? What are you doing?
Yeah, you don't need a four-door.
You don't have a kid. You don't have a $30,000 child.
You don't need a
just
Subaru.
To have a child. I don't think people talk enough about what it costs to actually bring a life into the world. Oh. Like insurance helping you out, but you look at that hospital bill, and you're like, this is just to continue our species. like, sorry guys, it was 25 grand for that kid to
breathe. Like, what did you guys do?
And then you see some people, they're like, yeah, no, we didn't make it to the hospital and the dad just had to give birth at the side of the road.
That guy saved $5,000.
And all you thought is like, oh God, why didn't we try to do that?
Why didn't we aim
for side of the road birthing? That would have been so cheap.
So cheap.
I don't know what the success rate is on those deliveries, but I feel like they're pretty. I think what we're learning is like, hey, hard to do. Yes, she's got to push the baby out. But if you got to be the one to help, it's like, look, the baby's going to start breathing. It's fine.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Think that now that you're both dads, like, it's changed your motivation from when you were like younger and doing comedy and acting, and like now that you have a family, like, you didn't think that, like, Colton, you didn't think you were going to ever become a dad, and now you do, but like, you know, you're still performing and acting and have a great career and you're doing all that. So did your motivation change around that, like, now that you're a dad?
You know, I mean, sure. I think it definitely changes, you know, and there's sort of kind of this sort of unspoken, sometimes spoken idea with a lot of comedians, at least, that having kids means that you're just done. Then you might as well be set up or you're done.
I think that's why I asked you that, because like I want to hear some inspiration for people who might be listening that think, like, you know, they're in their early 20s and like, I'm never going to focus on having a relationship because all I hustling right now so hard
on making this career focus.
You gotta be, But I think it changes, but it also, you know, it grows because, you know, my motivation is still there. Now I'm really motivated because I can't fail now.
Like,
there's not really, you know, you know, before a kid, it's like, okay, I guess if I fail, I could just, you know, teach some improv classes or go get, you know, who cares? The only person who's going to suffer is me. But, you know, now you're, you know, if I have, you know, I have two kids and the responsibilities. And if you could just, you know, I think the job is just to work to use that responsibility and that anxiety you get from responsibility and try to turn that into motivation and keep you focused on what it is that you're good at.
Yeah, I think that's well said. I think that motivation, I think specifically in the world of art, in the world of comedy, you really start to use it as motivation because there's very few guaranteed paychecks. And I think there's already this motivation, and you guys can both speak to this. There's already this motivation of when you're in art or in comedy specifically, you're already like, well, how far can this go? Like, as a kid, was there a picture in your mind of like, I want to be in movies. I want to be on TV. I want to be a live performer. I want to be funny. Like, do you feel like that was something, like, as a kid, you recognized that you wanted that and you started heading towards it? Or is this like sort of a later in life kind of revelation?
I mean, I think right away I knew that I just wanted to do comedy. I wanted to do improv comedy. I thought that that was the funnest thing in the world. And, you know, when you're young, like, there's not a lot of forward thinking. So I wasn't thinking like, I want to do this and I'm going to get good at it and try to make a job out of it. It was literally like, this is fun to do and this is what I want to do. And
around what age is all this
happening?
16.
Yeah. 16. Yeah.
Yeah. So last year, you guys called me very young. So it was just last year.
Do you remember the first thing that you had seen that you were like, oh, I want to do this?
The first comedy that I saw? It was a comedy sports show. Comedy Sports Minneapolis. In uptown Minneapolis, and it was a short form improv comedy show.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. did you see short form and go, oh my God, I want to do that? And then when you saw long form, did you go, wait, what the fuck? I want to do that. Because that's what I went through. I was like, wait, what is this other version?
Well, you know, it's actually funny because so I started doing short form. And when I first saw long form improv, it wasn't good. You know, the first few long form shows that I saw in Minnesota, this is the UCB wasn't around then. You know,
I don't believe like, that. I think long form is always very, very good.
This was not good long form. you know, and that's also the thing too, is that, you know, it had this, the people who were doing it had this very like, this is long form. And so, you know, take some notes. Yes, and, right. know, and then they walk back, out and yeah. I'd be like, this is not funny.
And when your kids, if they were like, Dad, I think I'm going to get into right. improv. What's your response?
Get into it?
Dad, I think I'm gonna study it.
Yeah. Well, by the time your kids are old enough, there's probably going to be like an associate's degree at UCB that's available or something.
There could be,
like,
yeah, there could Dad, be a whole a... new... Well, colleges we'll won't exist anymore.
Yeah,
so
probably.
That's true.
Yeah.
No one can afford to go to college, so that yeah. makes sense.
Yeah, I think I definitely would have no problem with my kids learning the art form of improvisation.
Yeah,
I think that's fun. As far as like specifically trying to do improv comedy, I it would be up to them. If yeah. they love yeah. doing it, then I'd support it. But yeah. I'm not one of those parents who's like, do what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would either of you guys put your kids in like show business and have them be child performers?
Ooh, that's
or
a good question.
Would either of you do that?
Great question.
If they like really show, like I know Elliot, Rory's daughter, loves to dance and loves to sing.
Yeah.
Would
We've
you guys
talked about it. Is that a
that?
Chat you've had? Because I you know, if Superstore was like, Colton, here's what we need. We want to, yeah. we're thinking yeah. about doing this. What are your thoughts? What are you like? No, my kid is, that's out of bounds oh. for a certain number of years.
No, okay. So you're talking about if they basically booked one of my kids on an ask only, like straight to offer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we take the job, baby. You always take that job. Now, that's different. That's different than having them audition and learn, you know, have to go out for, you know, meet and greets and all the bullshit.
You're going
to
be
different.
The best agent your kid Seriously. Could have ever.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So, but yes, I, that's a tough one. Again, I go back to what I said before. I have to let it be up to them.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, the one cool thing I will say, I think it was DJ Khaled did this, you know, the last album that he had, he made his son the executive producer of the album.
Right. Yes.
And so
I don't know anything about this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you, DJ Khaled, his last yeah. album, basically his son is the executive producer yeah. of this album. His son is a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But because of that, his son now gets all the royalties and all
yes.
the rights
so
to this
genius.
Album that are just going into an account, you know, until he's older, you know. So in that sense, like, sure, if you know, Superstore wanted to put, you know, my son in a scene and he was going to get his, you know, get a union card and have, you know, money and residuals going into his account.
In your own impression of what kind of dad you are, what was your relationship with your dad? Do you think there's yeah. any of that is filtered into how you are as a dad, or motivated by that, or inspired by that, or?
Oh, I think so. My dad wasn't really around. So I grew up pretty much without a dad.
Yeah.
And so I think that does, you know, and actually my daughter lives in New York with her mom.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
And how old is she?
And she's 4.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it. I thought you were going to do it again.
And
she's 47.
She's 76.
Yeah. You had her in the late 50s.
Benjamin Button's disease. We're working
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, definitely not having my father involved has definitely made me more proactive in making sure that I stay involved in my daughter's life. So,
yes,
you know, and so I when she was born, I got an apartment in Brooklyn for the first 2 years, and I would
oh, wow.
fly
That's
back
awesome.
And forth once a month, you know, to spend some time with her. Then once she could travel out here, you know, she came out here pretty much every month. You know, but unfortunately, yeah, as soon as COVID happened, I had to cancel one visitation, and you know,
yeah.
You know, it's just not that safe right now for that kind of travel.
Do you think that she fully grasps and understands, like, oh yeah, this is happening?
How viral diseases work?
Yeah. Well, does she know how to fix it, is what I'm saying. Is she like a Doogie Howser of sorts?
Yeah.
Yes, a little bit. Yeah, she types on her little computer.
Is she working in a lab every day? Yeah.
Yeah, because if she's not, it's like, come on, contribute. Yeah.
I mean, she's definitely aware that, you know, that I haven't been able to come get her. She's aware that, you know, she doesn't go out and she does a lot of talking to with her friends online, and that her, you know, her preschool and her summer school are now
the Zooms.
Kind of online, the Zooms. Yeah. So, you know, she's definitely aware of that, but I don't really spend too much of my time with her trying to like explain or get her on board with exactly what's going on with the pandemic, just because, you know, it's a little overwhelming, I think.
It's overwhelming. Yeah. My daughter is like explaining it is so crazy.
Part of my worry is I just don't want, you know, I don't want any kids really. What I'm worried about is them having, you know, becoming germaphobes and having a lot of fear. You know, luckily, you know, my son is not really taking a lot in, but you know, kids are 4 or 5 years old. It's, you know, you're doing everything you can to try to keep some sort of normalcy for them so that they don't, you know, start going, oh, do I live in a post-apocalyptic pandemic world now?
And like stranger danger, which is such a big thing for kids anyways, right? And then like now everyone's got a mask on and is like, you're moving away from
masks
everybody.
And like gloves, like, and they watch you disinfect groceries before they come into the house.
Yeah, don't,
and like,
don't
what
hug
is
your
this?
Friend if you see them.
Yeah.
You know, like, things like that are things I think will make kids crazy after a while.
And if our friend's dog runs up to you, yell at it as hard as you can. Get out of here. Get out of here.
It.
Use the gun I gave you and you shoot it.
I just pictured your 5 month old right now, like
the most paranoid dad.
Yeah.
All right, so use the guns I gave you. Like, oh my god. Oh my god, Golden's real. You know what I like? He's taking it seriously.
Yeah,
that's what I like.
You're a really good dad.
Yeah.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Colton, if you said you didn't really grow up with your dad around, and I kind of didn't either. We did a little bit here and there, but like, were there other friends' dads? A lot of my friends' dads were always kind of like looking out for me and like there for graduations and stuff like that too.
Oh yeah, my buddy Joel, his dad Jim. I always would hang out there. Jim was
always
like a
just a nice guy named Jim. You know, hey, I'm James.
Yeah. And he was like, You know, he had a dog named Whiskey. He built a treehouse.
Yes.
He showed me how to canoe. He took us camping, you know, and
Jesus Christ.
Because here's the thing, too, is that Jim was Joel's stepfather.
Uh-huh.
So he was already like working hard to get Joel on his side.
Right.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
I just kind of rode that weight.
You're like, cool. He's going to love you even more if you love me.
Fuck, that's like such a great deal.
That's a power move.
Dude, Joel, your stepdad's awesome, but Joel's always like, hey, he tries a little too hard. Like, no, it's great. I love
that's pretty much kind of how it was. It was like, this guy's awesome, right? He's like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
He's kissed my mom.
Yeah.
He's not my real dad.
I don't care about that.
Yeah.
He might be doing way better than what your real dad would have done. You should really like this.
Yeah.
He's kissed my mom.
Oh my God. His dog named Whiskey. Such a red flag, but as a kid, pretty cool.
He taught me how to make pancakes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Taught me how to cook pancakes. Yeah.
Did he have a secret? Is there any secret where he's like, you know what? Here's what I like. Here's what we do in my family. I love when someone has a secret for pancakes and you're just like, shut up.
Yeah.
It's all the same. I add a little bit of salt. Put it away, Jim.
A little vanilla extract.
I do a little vanilla really extract. Special. Jim, now you're making a dessert and that's not cool.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Yeah, you're using sugar to buy me. canoeing, man, that's like, was Jim a camp counselor? Yeah. So it like just by default, he knew, I know how to start a fire and cook marshmallows.
He's just an outdoorsy guy. He knew how to do it all.
I love that. Are you an outdoorsy? Yeah. Do you feel like you're outdoorsy? Like right now, someone says camping, you're not allowed to get on Google before you go.
Yeah.
You got to go for 3 nights.
That's a cakewalk.
You're allowed to take whatever you think you need.
Easy.
Easy. Well,
I've got. Everything. I have all the stuff I need for camping. So I love.
Oh,
camping.
Do you camp?
Yeah,
Jim. I mean, of course you do.
I have not been able to camp as much in the last few years but I did take my daughter camping last summer for the first time.
Just Where'd the you two guys of camp? You.
It was me and it was another dad and his son.
Yeah,
man, that was fun.
That would be so fun. I didn't camp like that at all. I think I asked that question out of my own knowing that I could not. Someone's like, hey, Rory, take your daughter, go camping. I'd be like, I don't know if we're coming back. I don't know if we're making it.
Oh, man, you don't even have a tent.
I don't even have a kid. So
I feel like you'd be good at camping, Rory.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I think I would. I think I could learn to be good at it, but I don't know that basic knowledge. I didn't have a Joel stepdad or
Joel stepdad, yeah.
Show me the ropes. Make me figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, Colton and I were on a dodgeball team.
Very briefly, yeah.
For a very brief amount of time. Those games got tense. I mean, legit
they did get intense.
Hatred between adults who are playing dodgeball.
Yeah,
so
I could never do it.
Clearly, they have a passion in common. Like, they are more... I find that so funny when people fight in sports. It's like, but you probably have the most in common of most people. You've dedicated your life to a sport.
Yeah.
You really should talk it out. I think you guys might be best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't get mad at that guy. You're going to get mad at the only other guy who cares as much about dodgeball as you?
But his uniform is different than mine. I don't think that's anything to rely on. I think you're
this is,
you're
talking about world peace right here, man. You're talking about bringing people together. I love it.
Oh,
just talking about world peace through sports, you guys. World peace through sports.
Do you guys think that you would be competitive dads when your kids are playing sports? And if your kids do dodgeball, are you guys going to be like those soccer dads or basketball dad?
You know, I'm actually worried that I won't be enough. I don't know. I can see just sort of the way my personality is. I could just see myself not really caring that much about what they're doing and having.
And that's the right place to be.
Yeah, right?
And having to be like, oh, let me amp myself up to like, okay, you're going to do great at this basketball game. And I just won't, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to try. But I see these guys. I see guys at the park with their kids like setting up the soccer net, you know, and like working with them to like kick stuff and. I just don't know if I can do that, you know?
My dad would play basketball with me in the backyard, and that was a huge benefit to, like, me caring about basketball because I knew my dad cared about basketball, and I knew my dad was good at basketball. And my dad would come and watch games and stuff, but, yeah, I think you're on the right path. I think it's like, look, I'll clap when we're supposed to clap, and then we'll be here on time.
Yeah,
I can give you that. We will be here for the warm-up.
But that's
but I'll tell you, too, if either my kids are good, like clearly talented.
Yeah, there's clearly.
I'm sure I'll be like,
yeah.
That's my boy. That's my girl.
Yeah, I could see that. Almost everything my daughter gets into, I tell people, I'm like, I'm not biased, but I think she's advanced. Yeah. And everyone's
be
like,
one.
People are always like, what are you talking about, dude? I'm like, I know you're right, but I think that, and I don't know why. Maybe I'm overly supportive.
It's ballet for 3 years. No.
Rory, she's not even doing the drills. So.
But I think that's good because then it's like you're not, a lot of those dads and moms too, to be fair for it, it's like projecting their things onto their kids, you know? So it's like, if you're just letting your kids be and figure their thing out, to me, I don't have kids, but that feels like the right path to be on, and then be excited if they're actually really good at it, right? Or even supportive if they're not good at it.
Well, if they're not good at it, you have to pretend to still be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And that's even tougher. God, could you imagine? Yeah. Could you imagine, hey, good game when you're truly you want to be like, hey, why don't we try?
You got to do something else.
Painting.
Man.
Have you even tried painting? I don't have to come to that.
Yeah.
Dude, thanks so much for coming on this show and sharing all that stuff with us. We
yeah,
greatly
thanks so much for having
it,
me.
So.
And yeah, check out Superstore on NBC.
Yes, definitely check out Superstore, and I'm willing to bet many of you have already. But that is Colton Dunn. Thank you so much.
Bye, Colton.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Boom, Colton Dunn, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, God. For every listener out there who has enjoyed the show and has stayed a fan of this show, despite the fact that Ruthie and I cannot get into a studio together, God bless you, because I long for the day when we can be in a studio and generate that vibe and energy. It's going to feel so good. We'll have guests like Colton come in here, and he'll just be laughing along with it all.
I cannot wait for the day. I want to see what everybody's shoes are.
I agree.
Like,
anyways.
What shoes are you wearing right now?
I'm barefoot.
I'm wearing slippers.
See, we're too comfortable.
I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, for all things Colton, you can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at CAPTDope.
And you can catch him as Garrett in the sixth and final season of Superstore on NBC, which you can also see Rory Scovel in that
that's
show
right.
as well.
That's right.
That's right. And that's our show. Dads, the podcast is produced by Jen Samples, Nick Liao, and me, Ruthie Wyatt. Our executive producers are Joanna Solotaroff, Adam Sachs, and Jeff Ross. Engineering by Will Becton and Anya Jashik. Our theme song is by Strange Hotels with additional music by John Danick. Special thanks to Sean Doherty.
And just a reminder, you can always keep up with Dads the Podcast on Instagram. Just follow at Team Coco Podcast. If you love this episode, why not take a second and just subscribe? It takes one half of a second. And then spend 1 minute telling some friends, hey, I think you might dig these two people, Ruthie Wyatt and Rory Scovel. Go ahead, give us a review on Apple Podcasts and tell your friends. And we'll see you here next week.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Price drop? Time to shop. Get to a Nordstrom Rack store today for first dibs on new markdowns. Now score even more, up to 70% off brands everyone loves at Nordstrom Rack. Denim, dresses, sneakers, tops, and more. Plus, get genius deals on jackets, sweaters, and boots for the whole family. Shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and save up to 70% with new markdowns. But hurry, deals this great won't last.